This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Amy. This is Amy Lenseski, attorney at law. Amy, A-M-Y, Lenseski, L-E-N-C-E-S-K-I. She's of a new law firm. She's of Morgan and Morgan Attorneys, 117 East Washington Street, Suite 201, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. Please note this change of address. Dear Ms. MS, dear Ms. Lisensky, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Helen Wagers, please note the following medical letter, period. Helen is H-E-L-E-N, last name W-A-G-E-R-S. On March 11, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 33-year-old female, height 5'3", weight 215 pounds, who is involved in a severe dog bite injury on or about March 12, 2024, period. This occurred outside on the street. It was unprovoked, period. The patient was walking her own dog when another dog, which was a vicious German Shepherd, ran off the property into the street and bit the patient in the right lower leg, period. The bite had lacerations as well as bleeding, period. She had immediate pain in her right lower leg as well as bleeding, period. This involved the mid-shin. But despite treatment present day, she is still having problems and pain involving the right lower leg with numbness and a disfiguring scar, period. She saw a plastic surgeon for follow-up, period. New paragraph. Her right lower leg bite with laceration of the scar causes intermittent pain, period. It hurts approximately 10 minutes per day, period. It occurs approximately 1 to 2 times a day and is worse with activity, period. She has nerve pain, period. It is also a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. It radiates down to the foot with numbness, period. She is aware that it's a disfiguring scar, period. Her treatment has consisted of medication, IV antibiotics, and hospital admission, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient, where she is seen immediately at Franciscan St. Francis Emergency Room, period. She was treated and had cultures and antibiotics, period. She returned to the emergency room approximately 48 hours later with a bad infection, was admitted to the hospital approximately 5 days and treated with IV antibiotics, period. She was seen in the emergency room a third time as more swelling and redness developed, period. This required an incision and drainage, period. She saw her family doctor through Community Health Network a couple times, period. She recently saw a plastic surgeon, period. She was put on gabapentin as needed by her family doctor for the nerve pain, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over a mile, comma, yard work, comma, housework, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include Humira for Crohn's disease, comma, prednisone for MS, comma, ADHD medicine, comma, and gabapentin, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for Crohn's disease, comma, MS recently diagnosed February of 25, comma, ADHD, comma, and sleep apnea, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for ablation, comma, tubal ligation, comma, and inguinal hernia, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right lower leg in the past period. The patient never had a treatable dog bite in the past period. No, forget period. Let me rephrase that. The patient never had a treatable dog bite in the past, despite her occupation was that of being a veterinary technician, period. The patient never had a dog attack in the past period. The patient never had a dog attacker in the past, even when she was walking her dog, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in 2018 with no major injury or treatment, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is that of a veterinary technician. No work was missed. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. I did review several photographs of her initial trauma lacerations and suturing of her injuries, period. Community Health Network Family Care Report, May 14th, 2024. Right leg dog bite from 3/12 was admitted to the hospital for 5 days, period. She has now developed shooting nerve pain, period. Here for follow-up of a dog bite, period. She continues to experience numbness and sporadic pain. Objectively, they saw a scabbed over wound on the right shin, numbness in about 2 centimeter radius around the wound, period. Assessment 1, dog bite lower leg, 2, nerve pain. Another report from Community Health Network, March 28, 2024. Family practice note, follow-up from a dog bite that happened on March 12, 2024, admitted on March 14, 2024, and then back on March 24, 2024 to the ED for a wound check, period. She is still on augment, period. Emergency room note, March 12, 2024, Franciscan Health Emergency Room. Patient here for dog bite to right lower leg. They did a laceration repair. States she was walking in her neighborhood and was attacked by neighbor's German Shepherd, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities, including a 2 centimeter laceration to the anterior inferior right lower leg and a 1 centimeter laceration to the anterior inferior lower leg, period. They did a laceration repair. Risks discussed were infection, comma, need for additional repair, comma, nerve damage, comma, poor wound healing, comma, poor cosmetic result, comma, pain, comma, retained foreign body, intended damage and vascular damage, period. Number of sutures, 3. They were approximated loose. They applied 2 proline sutures with horizontal mattress to the 2 centimeter laceration, applied 1 horizontal mattress to the 1 centimeter laceration, period. Patient discharged with augmentin. Impression was laceration of the right lower leg, acute, period. End of report. Another emergency room admission, March 14th, 2024, Franciscan. Presents to the ER today for right lower leg wound, comma, fever, period. Was here on March 12th due to laceration of the right lower leg, period. Patient was bitten by a dog, period. Wound was cleaned thoroughly and closed with sutures, period. Patient was discharged home with augmentin, period. Patient states that she has been taking her medication as prescribed. However, today she reports having fever, comma, chills, comma, body aches, and worsening pain to her right lower leg, period. She also endorses worsening redness and swelling to the area, period. She reports a fever today of 101. I have a photograph of the erythema, an infection around the wounds period. They also state on exam, patient does have localized erythema, comma, warmth and tenderness to palpation of the right lower leg period. IV antibiotics were initiated with Zosyn period. Will admit and advise consultation with orthopedics period. End of report. Another note, March 24th, ED Franciscan Health. Scab incision was first attempted without much success, comma, so the scab that appeared yesterday was unroofed, and there was a small sinus tract with a small amount of clear fluid drain, period. Clinical impression one, dog bite of the right lower leg with infection, sequela acute, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the dog bite of March 12, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, the patient was a very pleasant and cooperative female, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical and neck exam was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left lower extremity was unremarkable. Examination of the right lower extremity was abnormal, period. There were three hypertrophic and unsightly scars involving the right anterior mid lower leg, period. One lesion was 2x1 centimeters, period. The second lesion was 2.25x1.25 centimeters, period. The third lesion was 1 centimeter circular, period. There was diminished sensation involving 4.5 centimeters diameter around the scars, period. There was a total lack of sensation involving 50% of the inner circle, period. Shooting neuritis was worse with activity, period. Examination of the skin revealed an unrelated horizontal large lower abdominal scar due to old bladder surgery, period. Palpation of the involved lesions of the right lower leg were tender and sensitive, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Reflexes were normal at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right lower leg trauma, comma, pain, comma, lacerations, comma, bite punctures, comma, infection, comma, cellulitis, comma, neuritis, comma, and disfiguring scars, period. The above resulted in hospitalization, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the dog bite injury of March 12th of 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, utilizing Table 8-2. The patient qualifies for a 9% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 9% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the dog bite of March 12th of 2024, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing gabapentin and over-the-counter pain medications will cost approximately $125 a month for the remainder of her life, period. I would recommend an additional plastic surgical opinion if she does have disfiguring slightly hypertrophic and abnormal scars of her lower leg, and surgical intervention should be entertained, period. The patient is very self-conscious of these scars, and at her age, I certainly understand that, period. Some nerve blocks in the leg would cost approximately $3,000, period. She will certainly need some laser treatments at the very least to help improve these hypertrophic scars at a cost of $4,000, period. In terms of permanent limitations or restrictions, the patient will require excessive sunscreen use when she is exposed to sun, as the area is very sensitive to sun exposure, period. She is very limited by the pain, especially if she doesn't take her gabapentin, period. She also has limitations in the clothes she wears. Is with her self-consciousness, she needs to cover the scars, and she presently tries to avoid wearing shorts and bathing suits to some degree, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination in person, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation. However, we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.